Second point, the Valley of Josaphat. After their resurrection, all men will be told by the angels to go to the Valley of Josaphat, that there they may be judged, nations, nations in the Valley of Destruction, for the day of the Lord is near. When the whole human race will be assembled, the angels will come and separate the reprobate from the elect. The angels shall go out and shall separate the wicked from among the just. The just will stand on the right, and the wicked will be driven to the left. How great would be the pain that you would feel at being driven away from a party of pleasure or at being expelled from the church? But how much greater will be the pain of those who are banished from the society of the saints? What think you, says the author of the imperfect work, must be the confusion of the wicked when, after being separated from the just, they will be abandoned? This confusion alone would, according to Saint Chrysostom, be sufficient to constitute a hell for the reprobate. The son will be separated from the father, the husband from the wife, and the master from the servant. One shall be taken, and one shall be left. Tell me, my brother, what place do you think will fall to you? Would you wish to be found at the right hand? If you do, abandon the life which leads to the left. In this life, the princes of the earth and the worldly rich are deemed fortunate, but the saints who live in poverty and humiliations are despised. O faithful souls who love God, be not troubled at seeing yourselves in contempt and tribulations on this earth. Your sorrow shall be turned into joy. On the day of judgment, you will be called truly fortunate and will have the honor of being declared as belonging to the court of Jesus Christ. Oh, how beautiful will then be the appearance of Saint Peter of Alcantara, who was despised as an apostate, of Saint John of God, who was treated as a fool, of Saint Peter Celestine, who, after having renounced the papal throne, died in a prison. Oh, how great will then be the honors of so many martyrs who have been torn to pieces by their executioners. Then shall every man have praise from God. But on the other hand, how horrible will be the appearance of Herod, of Pilate, of Nero, and so many other great men of this earth who are now damned. O lovers of the world, in the valley I expect you. There without doubt you will change your sentiments. There you will weep over your folly. Miserable beings who, for the sake of making a figure for a short time on the theater of this world, will afterward have to act the part of reprobate in the tragedy of judgment. The elect will then be placed on the right. According to the apostle, they will, for their greater glory, be raised in the air above the clouds and will go with the angels to meet Jesus Christ descending from heaven. We shall be taken up together with them to meet Christ into the air. But the damned, like so many goats destined for the slaughter, will be compelled to remain at the left, waiting for the judge, who will publicly pronounce sentence of condemnation against all his enemies. But behold, the heavens are already opened. The angels come to assist at the judgment, carrying the symbols of the passion of Jesus Christ. When, says St. Thomas, the Lord comes to judge, the sign of the cross and other emblems of his passion shall be exhibited. The cross especially will appear. And then, says the Redeemer, shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. O, says Cornelius a Lapide, how great at the sight of the cross will be the wailing of sinners who, during life, disregarded their own salvation, which the Son of God purchased at so dear a price. Then says St. Chrysostom, shall the nails complain of thee, the wounds, the cross of Christ, shall speak against thee. The holy apostles and all their imitators will act as assessors at the general judgment, and shall, together with Jesus Christ, judge the nations. The just shall shine, they shall judge nations. Mary, the Queen of Angels and Saints, will also come to assist at the judgment. Lastly, the eternal judge will come seated on a throne of majesty and light. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with much power and majesty. At their presence, says the prophet Joel, the people shall be in grievous pains. The sight of Jesus Christ will console the elect, but in the reprobate it will excite more pain than hell itself. It would, says St. Jerome, be easier to bear the pains of hell than the presence of the Lord. St. Teresa used to say, "My Jesus, afflict me with every pain, but do not allow me to see thy countenance enraged against me on that day." And St. Basil says, quote, "This confusion surpasses all torture," unquote. Then will be verified the prediction of St. John that the damned will call upon the mountains to fall upon them and to hide them from the sight of an angry judge. And they shall say to the mountains and rocks, "Fall upon us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb."